You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came, baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.' I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Here ends the reading. As we hear John the Baptizer point to Jesus and acknowledge him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, I can't help but hear the beautiful communion hymn known in Latin as the Agnus Dei, which is translated Lamb of God, sung after the Lord's Prayer in our liturgy. This hymn became part of the Eucharistic liturgy about 700 AD, when Pope Sergius I introduced it as a devotional hymn, first sung by the choir during the fraction. Through the years, it's as often as not been sung as a congregational hymn, although in many of the great musical masses of Mozart, Haydn, Gounod, and others, it's included as one of their five choral mass texts, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Creed, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei. Although the words in the reading above come from John the Baptizer, they also reflect the many times in the book of Revelation when Christ is referred to as the Lamb. This hymn reminds us of the connection between the Passover and Easter, which explains the Christian understanding of Jesus as the Lamb of God. According to Exodus 12, when the Israelites were about to be delivered from slavery in Egypt, God commanded each household to select a lamb without blemish, to kill it in sacrifice, and to put its blood on the lintels and doorposts of the house. When the firstborn in Egypt were slain, the angel of death would pass over the homes marked with the sacrificial lamb's blood. Under the new covenant, Jesus is the sacrificial lamb whose blood delivers us from our bondage to sin and death. When we sing this hymn to the Lamb of God, we proclaim that in his sacrifice is our salvation. And we prepare to receive his body and blood for our forgiveness. We hope and pray that our congregations and pastors have found new ways to provide the Lord's Supper to the faithful in spite of the pandemic. Still, throughout these unusual times, we found ourselves hungering for word and sacrament when we, with John, witnessed the Lamb of God, who is the Son of God, in our midst, with us always. Please pray with me. Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, take away my sin. Amen. A Lenten response: search the link reformation500.csl.edu/Luther to see Martin Luther pointing to Christ as Lamb of God in his preaching.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.